For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Secretary Mattis came in, he met with the president, and they made the decision, and he won't leave for another couple of months, but he wanted to make the decision today.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Defense Secretary Mattis submitted his letter of resignation and will be leaving his post at the end of February. Mattis is said to be enraged over President Trump pulling troops out of Syria without asking him. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says she's stunned.
I am shaken by the resignation of General Mattis for what it means to our country, for the message it sends to our troops.
The president tweeted, "A new defense secretary will be named soon." The White House is now making preparations to move 7,000 troops out of Afghanistan as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Trump administration is announcing a new approach to confront illegal immigration. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen saying the U.S. is moving forward with plans to make migrants who enter illegally or without documentation to go back and wait in Mexico as their asylum cases process.
We have notified the Mexican government of our intended actions. In response, Mexico has informed us that they will commit to implement essential measures on their side of the border to facilitate this process by providing humanitarian assistance.
She says with this policy, aliens entering the U.S. will no longer be able to easily disappear after they do. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has announced he won't sign the continuing resolution that cleared the Senate to keep the government running because he wants funding for a border wall.
It should be bipartisan. I think it will end up being bipartisan. I really do.
Democrats say $5 billion for the wall is too much money. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump's tweets about the Fed are rubbing some folks the wrong way. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The Fed Reserve announced it would be raising interest rates for the fourth and final time this year. There's been a lot of talk whether President Trump should be tweeting about the Fed Reserve raising rates. Well, Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News he's okay with it.
No, I don't know if they are that influenced by, you know, their positions are long-term positions. People worry about the political arm, the president, Congress beating up on the Fed. I think they're fairly independent. I can't imagine, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Fed or their policy or that they control so much of our economy, and yet I do think that they actually don't respond to us as much as we could. I think we could have more influence. Like, you know, the whole idea of us auditing them, they're sort of afraid that we would somehow have oversight over the Fed. Well, my goodness, for my goodness, that would be a great idea to have more oversight of the Fed.
AAA says lots of people will be traveling for the holidays. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The organization says there will be a 4.4% increase in Christmas and New Year's travel over last year. A record-breaking 112.5 million travelers expected to take to the nation's runways, roads, and rails, most of them driving, with 102 million Americans taking advantage of the low gas prices and flying 6.7 million. The year-end holiday travel period is defined as the Saturday through Tuesday, January 1st.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.